Hello, this is the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee call. I'm Wendy. I'm the vice chair of the committee, and I will be filling in for the chair who's on a leave of absence. I'd like to, first of all, our secretary is with us, but I'm not sure if she'll be able to. Well, I would just like to go ahead and call the roll. So first off, Sarv, are you here?
Yes.
Sarv Rendell, Lydia Purcell.
Here.
Ambrose Lane. Ray LaForest. Lonnie Hicks. Greg Guma.
Here.
Mary Berg.
Present.
Wendy Schrell is here. Chandra Hauptman.
Here.
Great. So that's 6 members out of 10, so that's a quorum. I'd like to also note that the Audit Committee of the PNB and the Finance Committee are holding a joint meeting tonight, so these absences are definitely excused for people that are trying to do all these calls at the same time. Our agenda is pretty simple tonight. We were going to
I did take that role, but I need to know. I only heard 9 names called. Okay, I see the one that's missing.
I may not have called Dave Adelson.
That's all right. I've got it. You did.
Okay. Dave Adelson is not here. Okay, so
I put that part, and I'm going to have to get off in a minute, but I'll just, if someone else can, if no one can take the notes, I will take them off the audio later.
No, we're gonna go ahead and assign somebody to do this, I think.
But if there isn't, I'm just saying, don't
well, thank
sweat
you.
It. That I can do. I can do that.
Well, that's
so
awesome.
I'm gonna listen to it anyway, so.
It's like Superwoman, okay. okay, so the agenda that I had is very simple. It's just a call to order. Number 2, approve outstanding minutes, which I sent around. And these are minutes from April, since we did not have a meeting in May or July or June, as far as I know. Or this is our June meeting, I'm sorry. So anyway, we can just approve those minutes, and then we are going to be planning the agenda for the in-person PNB meeting in Los Angeles, which will take place at the end of July, which is the 27th, 28th, and 29th of July. And I'd like to also, while we're all on the call, to try and schedule the July meeting, because we know we'll need one before the in-person meeting. And if anybody has any new business, that would be number 5, and then we'll adjourn. So can I get a motion to approve the agenda? Or is there any additions to the agenda?
This is Mary Berg, and I have 2 changes. Well, you did take the legal issues off, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not on there. I would like not to have a scheduling of the meeting, of the July meeting. Bob Litter is taking a poll, and he'll put out those results. So I don't think we should be doing that.
Well, I was going to suggest some dates that weren't any of those dates.
My objection is, I mean, we're 6 people here, and we're just, it's very bad when they have, you know, some people have conflicting things. I don't think we're in a position to assign any dates. We might get Bob to put in additional dates, but I don't think we might agree on which dates we'd like him to
ask.
Are
you talking about the PNB?
What are we talking about?
No, Mary, I'm just talking about scheduling another meeting of the coordinating committee.
My thinking
is that if we do it now, we can pick our date, and then everyone will work around us.
Sorry, I misunderstood. Okay,
that's all right.
This is Lydia.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Why do we need another meeting? Generally speaking, we have one to plan the PNB, and then we take it to the PNB meeting, which would be the end of June or the beginning of July. The PNB approves, and whoever they amend, whatever, and then we don't have another one. Why would we need another one?
I assume that some things will come up during the PNB. I don't know. I mean, I just can't imagine us getting tonight.
Okay, well, I would say we should just get through the agenda, and if we get through it, I don't think we need any express need to have a second meeting. We haven't, since I've been on the PNB anyway, needed another one. But can we at least wait till the end of the meeting, see if there's a need? We have so many meetings going, there isn't enough room out even on the calendars anymore.
Well, it's at the end of the meeting anyway where I've had this down to schedule the next meeting. So, you know, maybe we would pick one, and then if we didn't need it, we wouldn't need it. But either way, I mean, it's just on there. Let's try and schedule the next meeting so we don't end up with this thing where all these other meetings are on the same day that we want. So, anyway, thank you for joining us, Ambrose.
He cut out of the other call, too, but are you listening to it, Ambrose? I'm listening to both.
No, I can't listen. I'm in a hotel here.
Well, you guys rock for this great commitment. So should we just approve this agenda as it is, or did anybody want to add anything? The agenda, Ambrose, is basically just to go over, you know, figure out what to do for the agenda for the PNB meeting at the end of June, July.
Yeah.
Well, please do approve those damn minutes. No one ever approves my minutes,
and they
say they never got them. So that would be nice.
Oh, Wendy?
Yes. Go ahead.
I don't have any problem with minutes except one small thing here. For this, I think it's on page 2nd, where it says somebody says, he says this at every meeting. Well, I don't. That need to be taken off. Mary, you have a meeting minute?
Let me go look at it.
And is your argument is that they're talking about what people say?
No. It's just it doesn't add anything.
It's a statement of action taken. That's all a minute's supposed to be.
Right. So it doesn't. You know, it's. You see that, Mary, somewhere on the second?
I'm waiting for it to come up on the computer.
Okay. Here's my comment on that.
Where was it, please?
It's on the second page of the second paragraph where Ambrose Lane says he says this at every meeting, have scholarships, et cetera.
They don't need that.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
If I could just suggest this, I mean, this whole set of minutes has a lot of what people said and stuff, and we could then spend a lot of time on dissecting that and taking that all out, but this is a really informal setting, and it's pretty helpful to have that stuff in there. It would take us a really long time to take it all out.
Well,
can we just live with it? We know we don't need to put it all in there.
Well, it's some of
I
the
second that.
Obvious.
Is there any dispute on the accuracy of what...
I think it's okay to leave it in because it's what Ambrose said himself, and he does do that, and there's a reason why he does it, because no one is paying attention. So, and he's trying to make a point by saying it, it seems like.
I think the point is well taken, but as I'm just trying to say, this is an informal setting, and if we try to dissect it that way, it'll just take us a whole lot of time, and that'll be taken away from our approving our agenda for L.A.
Mm-hmm.
If we could just take...
I think sorry, I was making a general point.
Mm-hmm.
Minutes should not have this stuff in there. It should only be a record of action taken, period.
Well,
I agree with that, but can we live with it for now?
Well,
is there any objection to approving these minutes?
With the caveat that they need to be corrected later if somebody wants to be corrected.
You can always do that.
You can always do that.
You know, if somebody objects to something, that could be taken out, and that's okay. We can approve it, and that's fine.
Okay, and that's it. Does everybody agree that we can approve these minutes? With the caveat that we can look at them later and change them?
Right.
All right, so that is, they're then unanimously approved. All right, so the next item is...
Madam Chair, just a moment. I'm one of those people who claims that I haven't gotten the minutes forwarded to me, so if Mary could forward me a copy of those minutes, that would be helpful.
Sure.
Thank you.
I will try to do that.
You can do that right now?
I think so, if the headsets don't fall off. I've got the other meeting on a headset.
Well, here, I'm just going to go ahead and do it right now, okay?
Oh, okay. If you can do it faster, that'd be good, because my computer is slow, but I can do it.
It just says phone number for coordinating committee, but it's really the attachments that I'm sending you. Okay. So
I'm forwarding it. Okay.
Yeah, well, I just sent it to Greg. I didn't send it to everybody else.
No, just to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next item is the agenda for Los Angeles, and I want to thank you, Greg, for putting together an outline for us. That's really helpful in getting this all started. If you guys all have that, it was part of the ED report, and it says Friday, July 27th, agenda. He's proposing that from 9 a.m. to 10:45, we have an executive session with our attorneys, which is legal, and other issues before the foundation. He even put in a 15-minute break. That's very generous. 11 to 1, board discussion and or training. Now, it doesn't say what kind of discussion or training to have. And then there's a lunch from 1 to 2, and 2 to 5:30, board discussions and or training, another 3 hours. Suggested options could be personnel and HR issues, race and nationality, programming for change, and then there would be a dinner at 5:30 to 6:30 for an hour. And I don't know how you guys want to do this. Do you want to just stop and talk about that, or do you want me to finish reading the whole day?
Everybody has it, so you don't need to
okay.
get that.
All right.
I'd just like to add one thing to what you just read. Which
that was awesome.
The one thing I could add is that given that we are in the process of doing another evaluation, you might into Friday at some point, either in the morning or in the early afternoon or in one of those sessions, include some time for some part of that process. I wasn't aware of that at the time that I drew this up, but that's been brought to my attention.
What process is that?
Well,
the CFO evaluation.
Okay.
If you followed the model from April, you would be doing an initial discussion at some point during Friday.
Which really makes total sense because that day, our open session didn't really start until 6:30 that night. So this could be a good time to do executive session matters like that.
I don't have the agenda in front of me. I apologize.
I'm going to try to get it. Yeah.
Can you get it if I send it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you send it to me right now, too,
and then
I won't get it.
I'm going to send it to everybody. It's just an attachment.
I had it, but I...
This is Lydia.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. And actually, if I may address Chandra... Do you remember the schedule that we had for the ED evaluation? Because we were going to try to mimic the same schedule for the CFO evaluation this time. And part of it, as I recall, was Friday morning and then again on Sunday morning.
Yes, that's what we did.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I was accurate. So I would like to recommend that we do the same. At this meeting.
Do what now?
We have the CFO evaluation, which presumably that will be complete by that time. What we recommended and was approved by the PMB on June 8th was that we would follow the same model of scheduling sessions regarding this with the CFO as we did with the ED, and it was previously scheduled an executive session Friday morning, and again on Sunday morning.
And how much time is that
moment? Okay.
So how about this? I think we can all agree that we would like to start out finding out, stick with the 9 to 10:45 session with the attorneys, and then we have this break. I'm sorry?
It might have to be longer.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And, I'm just asking if we could consider this to then have the CFO, the first part of the CFO discussion, maybe from 11 to 1.
Yeah.
That's better.
I'm sorry. This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Yes, I would strongly recommend that, and I also don't know that we have a defined board discussion and or training, what that would be at this juncture, but we can look to the afternoon, I think, for that, since that's also not been defined.
Right.
Okay, well, I know, Greg, that you had said, I mean, I see your personnel and HR issues, race and nationality, and programming for change as possible topics. Is there...
Could we, I just found the old agenda, so this is what we did with the ED evaluation. We had 2 hours scheduled for Friday, 10 to noon, and then Sunday we had, we did 9 to 10:45, but I know we had to extend that. What we did is that we gave Greg a chance to meet with us and to answer questions after he had reviewed our recommendations on the evaluation. And then we met in executive session without Greg, so obviously we'll need to do the same thing with Bonnie.
Chandra, may I ask, at what time did we meet with the council on
Which
Friday?
Day?
For
10 Pardon? To 12.
That was with council, but then when did we meet with the ED?
Okay, let me go back to the agenda. I just closed it.
I'm going to have to, this is Mary Berg, a point of personal whatever. I got off the other call. I'm going to have to try to get on this call. I still have another conflict coming up, but I have to switch phones for that, so I'll be off the call for a minute, and then you'll have to have more annoying beeps. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mary.
I'll be right back after some more horrible beeps.
If people could help me take notes, that would be great.
Okay. When did we meet with the council? We met with John Kriegler in public session on Saturday for, according to the agenda, it was a half hour, but I know we extended that.
At what time?
For a half hour on Saturday.
Right, but what time?
Saturday morning. Oh, from 9:15 to 9:45, but I remember that we had to extend that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we met with... on Sunday, we met in executive session from 9 to 10:45, but I believe we extended that also.
And what was that? That was with Dan?
That was executive session, legal, and other confidential issues. I just have the agenda that I published.
Mary Berg, back again.
I don't have the agenda that was...
I wonder, you guys, I may have just started this out wrong. One thing that always strikes me when we come out of these marathon three-day meetings is I kind of go, okay, what did we accomplish? And I wonder if our committee would like to start with just saying what would we like to accomplish this weekend. You know, we can name like three things that we think are the most important things. Then maybe this other stuff could go around that.
Well, there's one thing that we were going to schedule, and that was the presentation on the
disability.
ADA access. And one thing that I don't have is a reference. I don't have the original contract that I never got a copy of the contract that Francie signed with the Pacifica Foundation. Greg, do you have that?
Yeah, I do.
And is
could
she
you send that around to people?
Sure. Do you want me to who? To the PMB or to the coordinating committee?
No,
who would you
coordinating,
like to get it?
I think.
Coordinating committee.
Okay. Sure. It's not an electronic document, so I'll have to scan it, but I can get to that tomorrow.
Okay. And also, can you just let us know where she's at, if she's prepared to make any presentations or, you know, so we need to know if we need to put that on the agenda for this PNB meeting.
Yeah, I've been making the assumption that she would be, and it is included in the draft that I circulated, but I should ask her how she's doing.
It would be great if we could have the reports prior to the meeting to distribute to the different LSBs and also the PNB, of course.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And not just get them, you know, at the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
thank you.
We're assuming that this ADA report will be one of the main things that we want to make sure we do. Obviously, the CFO evaluation
Can we just I would prefer, this is Lydia, I'm sorry. I would prefer we just go chronologically through this, through what we have. We have a hard copy, we have a copy of something that's proposed, and it would be, I think, useful to just start with Friday and go through.
Well, I'm just thinking that it would be helpful to know what we want to make sure we do so that we don't leave that out. I mean,
Well, isn't it all on here?
Well, I don't see anything about the ED status on here, and I'm thinking that we're going to need to talk about that in some way, shape, or form.
Well,
that's another executive session that I don't know if it's reasonable to go, 9 to 10:45 on the first day, legal issues and other issues, if that could be part of that. So that's all I'm just asking. What are people's important things that they want to make sure get done?
Wendy, this on?
Yes.
Could we go on Friday? We can go with the executive session from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and that should cover the legal issues as well as the ED. If we need time, how much, whatever time we need there. Could we cover in that time frame these two elements?
Well, actually, we have three staff. We have to
CFO.
CFO evaluation.
Okay, yeah. But we have another executive session on Sunday.
But Lydia and I had recommended that we follow the same format that we did for the ED eval, where we meet initially in executive session with the CFO, and he gets a session and gets an opportunity to answer questions, and then we meet privately, and then we meet again on Sunday.
How much time was that?
Well, it was 2 hours before, and we were suggesting maybe 2 hours again, 11 to 1, on Friday morning.
Well, so where do you plan to put ED? Do you want to set the ED in there? Would we reduce that time?
Okay, this is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Okay, and first of all, I think that last time we started a little bit later on Friday because some of the folks come in really after midnight. They arrive at the hotel, and I think, as I recall, we started at 10, which I thought was good to go from 10 to 1. And in that 10 to 1, we could do legal and other issues before the foundation, the CFO evaluation, and if there's anything executive session related with regard to the ED status. That seems to me to be plenty of time to cover all of that. And obviously, if we need more time, we can work through lunch if there's something else. But I think that would be my proposal.
Yeah.
For the morning.
Yeah.
So are we going to work off the agenda that Greg drafted and modify it? We're doing?
Yes, that's what I'm using. It's a good place to start.
Ray?
It's concrete.
Hello, Ray. Thank you for joining
everybody.
I just found my copy.
Request.
Great.
Did you send those out or not? Because I don't have it, that agenda. It was in my computer, but I don't.
It was on my computer June 18th, 522, and it was entitled
right,
Coordinating Committee Starting in 10 Minutes.
I just sent it again. Okay, well, Pro Audio at Pro Audio 1?
Oh, okay. No.
And you're listed on it. I'm looking
at
your address.
That didn't happen, but the starting in 10 minutes did happen. So.
Okay, great. Yeah, I pasted it in the body on that one. All right, well, I'm going to just argue against starting at 10 because we're flying people in from all over the country. It costs the foundation a lot of money. Our meetings always get behind. If we say we're going to start at 10, then people tend to stream in, a little bit late, and so we still end up having to start a little later than whatever time that we say we're going to start. It seems to me reasonable to start at 9.
Then how about a compromise of 9:30?
The PMB can vote on this. We can float both ideas.
Yeah,
not waste time. It's just I'm just saying let's have the morning session. If we can agree to have the morning session cover those three items, we can tweak the time later. That's not like a huge issue.
So would that be legal?
We're too small of a body to represent when people are flying in and all of that. That's a better, I think, to leave that to the PMB and not waste a lot of time debating this tonight.
Well,
to try to form the suggestion for you, you're suggesting that we have an executive session starting at some time on Friday morning, terminating at 1 o'clock on three issues, legal and other issues, the CFO evaluation, and the ED status
if
that proves to be necessary.
Right.
Yeah.
And you schedule within that as you choose.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I can live with that. I'm
yep.
going to be arguing to start at 9, just because we need to get going.
Okay, can we move on?
Yes, okay, so then we're saying that we would have lunch from 1 to 2 on Friday, and then we have the afternoon for board business that could either be executive session, since most people that aren't on the board are at work during Friday afternoon, or it could be some inspirational thing or training or whatever, and Greg had suggested it could be personnel and HR. Training, it could be race and nationality, it could be programming for change. I don't know what people's thoughts are on that. I mean, I tend to be realistic and say if we're going to have these three heavy things in the morning, we may end up wanting to continue them into the afternoon. But then we also may need a break and do something that's fun, like talking about programming.
Okay, this is Lydia.
Go ahead.
What we used to do, because now I'm looking at the full report, and always when we have these evening events that the station organizes, when I was on the PMB before and on the IPMB and so forth, and when I used to attend PMB meetings, Saturday night always used to end early, like around 7 o'clock, which permits you to go do the other stuff. At
mm-hmm.
some point, we ended up filling two entire nights as well. And I just see too many, we need to identify what is the thematic discussion, what is, I think personnel and HR is wonderful, except we will have had an HR person that has just started, I believe, by that time.
Started today?
Okay. So,
yay.
So I don't know that would be great, except, of course, to meet her and get to know her. I don't know how pressing that 2 to 5:30 is, and I would like to see us move some of the Saturday stuff, whether it's the thematic discussion or, some other aspect. And we have an awful lot of retirees that are part of our activist listener community, and so many of them would be available to attend a public session on Friday. I would just like to see us move some of the stuff from Saturday into the Friday afternoon slot.
Could I suggest something, Wendy?
Mary Berg, can I speak to them?
Sure.
Am I next?
Yeah.
Yeah. I really don't think that's, we haven't done that. We've had the Friday evening public comment for a long, long time, and people.
I'm not suggesting cutting that out.
And the other reason I'm not thinking of it, some are retired, but there's other people who are not, and I don't think we should have. I think we could use that time for better for the things that we are there for, and it also not all the board members will necessarily make it. They'll come in at they may not always make it because they work too. So I would rather be tighter on the time later and have the board only sorts of things on Friday afternoon. And I don't think we need to have, we shouldn't really be having to leave all that early Saturday to get to an entertainment, except for one time we didn't have that problem that I remember. So I'm speaking against doing that, with all due respect to my West Coast colleague here.
Wendy?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Could I suggest that we can take maybe ADA training and put that on Friday, somewhere between 2 and 5:30?
Sarf, we don't know that we're going to have the training this weekend. I mean, in July.
Well, we were. That was our agreement.
It's on the agenda.
But she hasn't even finished the reports.
Can I ask you a question?
Greg can find it. Greg can find it.
Maybe, maybe.
You know,
no. I don't know.
Confirm it. Assuming that she would be able to do it.
She hasn't begun to plan for the training.
Well, I don't know. Greg can find that from her, you know.
Can I ask a question about that? The ADA report and training for 90 minutes was what is in the proposed agenda.
Right.
The training takes at least 90 minutes, right? Isn't it like
right.
a really supposed to be a four-hour or an all-day thing?
Yeah.
Is this realistic to be able to have training and the ADA report in 90 minutes?
Well, they asked for 2 hours last.
Well, Greg, can you speak to that?
Well, you know, it is going to be whatever you decide it's going to be. As Chandra says, she has yet to, you know, present to us what her plan is for this. I think that there are two parts to what, you know, she was proposing several months ago. One was to let us know about the status of access at the different stations, particularly Los Angeles, Houston, and Washington, D.C., which you haven't heard about yet. And secondly, the training. I would tell you that the training of board members is not explicitly part of the contract. Actually, what's part of the contract is the training of staff. Now, she's prepared, I think, to train board, but you're not obligated to do it unless that's your choice, and then you can set whatever time limit you want.
But how did it got in here? How did...
Because it's been an assumption for several months that this was going to occur. And in looking at the contract over the last few weeks, I realized that there was nothing explicitly in the contract requiring her to do it. She's willing to do it, but it's not that you're, you know, that we contracted with her to do that, nor are you obligated to do it.
Does that mean there's an additional expense for training?
No, I don't think so. She wants to come. That's what she's been saying all along. But
mm-hmm.
you have to make a decision. The board has to make a decision what it wants.
Okay, this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I support what Sarv proposed, which was to move the ADA item until we know differently to Friday. If we're presupposing that folks can't get to the PMB, the public, on Friday, then we should definitely use that for this report and allow that to be the flexible time period. So I would recommend that we schedule that
mm-hmm.
from 2 to 5:30, and that become the possible training until we hear otherwise. Because if we have we have too many trainings here. And
Lydia, Wendy, I'd like to speak to that if I could.
Mary's before you.
Okay.
Well, I had hoped that on Friday in the afternoon session, somewhere early on, and I'd prefer Friday so that we get this done before we take care of other business. There is a huge conflict that's built in, it's inherent in our system between attending to community and local programming as required by our statement of purpose and also wanting to be a national voice speaking to the whole country. And that's an inherent conflict that I think we need to be very clear where we stand on it and how we feel. And I would like a session where we, the board, say, what is it we think about this? What should be the standards that we apply? What kind of balance do we want? We'll have to come to some compromise because a lot of the fights we have are over this. There are people who want nothing but a national voice, one voice everywhere. And then on the other extreme, there's some who want none, and we're all over the map in between. And I think if we got that sorted out and we really put our minds to it, and this would be not some kind of let's touchy-feely we write on the board, I mean really concretely decide on what kind of a balance we are willing to live with, and then in that case some standards to begin to get some overall standards as to how that we can apply, so how we can decide in different cases. We then, I thought about this a lot, and I really think it would be good to do that Friday before we get into our other items. I would take another thematic presentation off if we need to and have an ADA session. We have a lot. Greg's put a lot of wiggle room into this, and he's done a really nice job. And so there's plenty of time for the ADA session, and I would rather not move it there. I'd rather put this topic there.
Okay, Chandra?
Point of information, this is Ray. Which topic was Marie talking about?
Specifically? To a discussion and resolution of as coming to some agreement on how we what balance we will use to deal with the inherent conflict between the fact that we want to be a national voice and we also are required to be a community service station for local issues and
But wait, Mary, we're talking
about... Those are two things that don't jibe, and we've had problems all the time about it for years.
But that would be under board discussions.
We're talking about Friday...
But also some actions would come out of it.
Okay, just a minute. We're talking about Friday from 2 to 5:30, Ray. People are saying what they would like to see there.
And that's
some people are saying move some Saturday stuff into that.
Yeah.
And Mary's arguing that we should talk about radio and particularly
this aspect, very specific. And
programming.
Population and so on.
Yeah.
Programming, yeah.
And priority.
Not, programming only from one standpoint. From, however, not programming so much as how we approach, what philosophy, what approach, what
our definition
are we willing to
live of network.
About that. And what
our
does it
definition
mean?
Of what.
Yeah, okay.
We are as a network.
Yeah, what we want to call, what we mean by that and what we will agree to. And get that written, and we have agreed that this is what we agree to do as a network, to be. As an yes, thanks, Lonnie. You put it in very few, that's it.
That was
Ambrose.
That was
me.
Do you want to speak to it, Ambrose?
Yeah, I've been trying to get you to do it for 4 years, so I'm glad you're around to that, Mary.
I got an ally? I thought I was going to be the only one.
No, I've been trying to get you to do this for 4 years.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I support it, too, Mrs. Shum.
Great.
But I think it should be at prime time in the weekend.
Right. Well, to be realistic, whatever you know, this is a huge issue within the network, and no matter what we do as our board, we're going to have to do a lot of talking about it to get the rest of the network on board. So it would, I think, would be a preliminary discussion, and then. Okay, well, I mean, I'm with you. 3.5 hours. We got 3.5 hours.
That's what
I'd like. Okay, so...
Wendy, you're supposed to be facilitating, aren't you?
Go ahead.
Facilitating?
Are you on the stack?
She's got a voice, though.
Go ahead. Doesn't she supposed to be... Well, anyway.
Does somebody else want to speak?
No, it's Chandra.
Go ahead.
I spoke to Francie about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and she had not finished the reports yet. She was still editing them. And I asked her about the training, and she said, I can't start planning the training until I've done the reports. And she had indicated to me a few months ago that she needed several months to plan the training. So I don't anticipate that we're going to have training in July because she won't be ready for it. We'll probably just get the reports. She does have a 20-minute video that she can show us. So I suggest that we consider that time frame, presentation of reports and the 20-minute video as the extent of the ADA presentation that we're going to probably get.
Why don't we get Greg's review of that? We asked Greg to find out.
Yeah,
what Greg finds out and reports at the next PND meeting.
Right.
Okay.
At the next PNB meeting, you mean on the date, the one between...
Where they're going to decide whether or not this agenda is going to fly.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, that's good with you, right, Greg? You'll find out where we're at. You're going to send us the contract that we have, and you're going to find out from Francie where she's at and what...
What she's prepared to do on in July.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. So the question we were talking about, though, was whether to move some of this Saturday stuff into 2 to 5:30. Do we want to vote on keeping the 2 to 5:30 for what Mary and Ambrose are suggesting, which is the discussion about programming, our definition of where we are as a network, local versus national, et cetera?
But how we will
who we are.
Who we are as a network. Sorry, I said what? Oh, my God.
How much local programming? What weight to that? What weight to national voices? We need both.
We can't have both all the time. So what's our resolution to that? What would we agree to be?
Okay. Do you guys want to vote on that?
No, I think we have no objection here.
Is there any objection?
Nope.
All right. So then we're still on Friday, and then there's a dinner break for an hour. And I just want to, if I could just say this, I went to the NFCB conference in April, and it was, pretty intensive workshops and everything, but they were very careful to put in breaks and put in lunch and to even give you the night off, to go do whatever you wanted. Now, I don't know where we are in Los Angeles or what we can do if we want to do that at all, but just that we got to remember, the chair has to go to the bathroom and stuff like that.
this is Lydia.
Okay.
When do we allow, remember last time we had the discussions, which I thought was really good to hear preliminarily from the GMs and the PDs, and that was supposed to be, I thought, furthered or continued at this meeting, in other words, that dialogue. When does that happen?
You mean like
given what Chandra said about the ADA thing, that maybe we could look again at this Friday session as a in the afternoon, a time when we heard from them that they don't, they haven't been given that kind of a focus before in that sense, right? So that was really like the first time that I remember when both from each station got into a good dialogue with the PMB. And there were certain things, questions that we raised and things that we expect to hear back from them in a dialogue, including how do they plan, have they given more thought to the digital distribution or moving ahead on this, and including the national programming. How do they feel about that? How do they conceive it? That kind of a give and take dialogue would really be helpful and useful, I think, on Friday afternoon. But otherwise, just to hear one-way reports is not as effective as the dialogue. It was the one thing that I thought that really worked at our last meeting. And
so
Greg should comment on that because
let me
knows
just ask
best how
question.
They feel.
Are you still talking about that 2 to 5:30 time?
No, that's different.
Well, they could certainly be invited to that.
Yeah.
Shall I comment?
Yeah, sure. I don't care where it is, but I'm just saying somewhere.
It might be a little bit early to ask them to report back to you again because they've had now, just a couple of months to try to work on a more cooperative basis. But I think that it would be probably very useful to have them to be part of this discussion on Friday afternoon. And actually, I have been asked to what extent the staff, is expected to be involved in Friday's sessions because they are there on Thursday for a staff meeting, and they don't really have planned activities in advance. And so I think that would be useful. The one decision that you'd have to make is that normally we don't take it as an assumption that program directors attend every PMB meetings. That's sort of handled on a case-by-case basis. And generally, because there is somewhat of an expense involved, you have to fly four additional people in. So if that's the will of the coordinating committee of the board, then we would need to invite them and make provision for them. I think that's a fine idea. I just think you need to make an affirmative decision that that's what you want, because we'll have to invite these additional people.
Greg, one information.
Excuse me? I didn't hear.
Well, then just put me on the spot.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Did you plan on inviting the program directors to this meeting in L.A. or not?
I hadn't invited them at this point.
Okay.
Because I don't want to make that assumption. Last year they attended two out of the four meetings. I think that if you're going to invite them again this year, it's most likely you do it this time because September you'll be occupied with budget decisions and there won't be very much time for programming discussion. So this is the opportunity for a second session with the full staff. But I haven't made that, I haven't invited them at this point. Then also, in addition to them, I would assume that Verna would also want to be invited, and so I think that would be like five additional people.
Right. Okay.
So, wait, Greg, so
Greg.
We already, the affiliates coordinator is already on this agenda, so she would be coming. Is our webmaster coming, too?
Well, is that, if the question is who is attending, normally what the people who attend, who arrive on Wednesday night and meet all day Thursday, are the station managers, myself and Lonnie, the webmaster, the affiliates coordinator, the archives director. I'm trying to think if I've left anyone out. Nathan, the program coordinator. We try to keep it to, you know, a reasonable size group for financial reasons, but we can also add the program directors as they came in April. So normally it doesn't include the program directors, it doesn't include the DC bureau chief unless we specifically invite them.
Wendy?
Yes. Go.
You know, it's this discussion is a very important one. It's 3.5 hours talking about the local versus the national programming and all these kind of elements. And I think it's, and we might not have that discussion now for the whole year. Like you say, in September, we'll be talking about the budget, and then there'll be election, there'll be new boards and stuff like that. So it might be worth our while to, if it's possible, to invite the program director. There'll be only four of them, because there's one local program director there already. So there'll be four program directors that we need to invite.
And the Washington Bureau Chief.
Yeah, so five additional people. It's an additional expense, but it's not going to break the bank.
Right. So
I support it. Should we take a vote?
Is there any objection, given that we're going to have this important discussion about programming, to invite the program directors and the Washington Bureau Chief?
This is Lydia.
No.
Yes?
My only hesitation is to do so before the PMB approves this. I mean, we're only recommending so until we get the thing approved by the PMB.
We're recommending that they be invited.
Yeah, we can.
We're not taking any action.
No, but I was just saying that Greg should not move on this. In other words, they shouldn't book their tickets until the PMB.
I hear you. No problem.
Yeah, that's all that I was saying. Not this committee can recommend whatever it wants, of course.
Okay. Can we move that without objection?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, so we are still on Friday evening, which traditionally starts at 6:30, and that's when we approve the agenda for the whole weekend. Would be nice to approve it for the whole weekend. We've been doing this thing where we just approve it for that day, and then we have to do it again each day. So it would be great if we could approve the entire agenda. And then Greg has here that we'd spend a few minutes on kind of laying out some ground rules. He calls it consideration of motions on meeting procedure, speaking time, procedural motions, etc. Then approve minutes that we have for 10 minutes. And then there would be a talk given by the affiliates director for 45 minutes, then a short break, and then public comment for 45 minutes.
Can I make one comment about that?
Sure.
That whole evening? Yeah, the reason the affiliates coordinator is in at that position is that what we've done for the past year and a half is to rotate that position, which is, you know, it's pretty prime. If you notice, the last time, I believe it was the archives director, and the time for that before that, I think it was the technical people. And so what we do is we try to bring up a different aspect of network operations at each meeting, and each year somebody else gets to, you know, to have that place. It's not an additional allocation of time. It's in place of a report that would happen on Saturday. And so I'm just suggesting that now might be a good time to hear from the affiliates program. The timing seems to be right. It could be another choice, but that's my suggestion.
There's one other issue. That we have to discuss in executive session. We never resolved, and we never got back to Brian DeShay.
And we'll just talk about that in executive session, right?
Yeah, we're not
going to
talk about
it. Sarv, I'll recognize Sarv.
Yeah,
and Ray, please.
I hear you, Chandra.
Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted.
Just go ahead. Just go ahead, Sarv.
Thank you. I was thinking just, you know, it's a long day from 9 o'clock to 9 o'clock at night. And you know, one of the reasons we go to different places and we want to make sure that we get a chance to talk to and rub our shoulders with our local listeners. And I remember when we were there last time in Los Angeles, there was a fairly good amount of people there, our listeners there, our activists and listeners. And so I think that maybe what we should do here is trying to reduce this from 6:30 to 9, if we can cut it down on it and leave some room here for where we can interact with the local people and listeners. I think that'd be really great. And to suggest that, I would say public comment is, you know, is 30 minutes. And also moving the public comment maybe ahead of so that public doesn't go away. If it's at 9 o'clock and people are speaking, you know, public, you know, I think for consideration for them to move it to right after 7:10, and then we can continue on with our program and reduce it a little bit. Reduce it maybe to 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there, and so that we can have a little time to interact with people.
You're still talking about Friday night?
Yeah, Friday night. Friday night. Yeah.
So, Asar, Mary Berg.
And
Ray, go ahead, Mary.
Of information.
Oh, okay.
Sarv, and then Ray.
Asar, are you saying to switch the public comment with the affiliates' presentation in time?
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, I was thinking of moving the public comment, you know, right after approval of available minutes.
Right, and then
and then you know, maybe reducing that to 30 minutes because that's what we required. And if there are more people, then of course we can add a little more time for them because their public is important. And then after that, we can also maybe try to reduce a little bit Ursula's time, maybe from 45 to maybe half hour. You know, unless she has the pressing kind of things there, and then we can also add later on if we need to do that. And that will cut our breakout. And so
you finish it, eh?
I'm just trying to reduce it so that we can get a chance to talk to local people there.
If you accepted Sarv's suggestions, you'd probably be able to end at 8 or just shortly thereafter.
Good.
Right.
I'm going to call on Ray next.
And then Mary Berg, I'd like to be on the stack for a
comment. Okay, thank you. Well, I like what Sarv says, and in a way I was thinking about that. I think the rationale for moving the, this is what is, I believe I heard you say, for moving the public comment earlier is to give people a chance to comment on the agenda that we have set up and kind of help set the tone as to what people are concerned with and so on. I think that maybe approval of the agenda might take more than 10 minutes, or maybe I'm not paying attention. Greg, is it your experience that we've actually done this in 10 minutes?
Well, that's how it's been listed on the agenda. I've never actually timed it out, but this is a standard agenda for an evening meeting based on the past year and a half.
And is it also standard for the last person board meeting? Or?
Yeah, it's generally I can't say that each item has taken exactly that amount of time, but you know, the procedural stuff has taken less and less time because it's pretty standard. You know, Dave has, you know, laid out his suggestions and people have simply accepted them, and so you probably save some time there and lose some time somewhere else. But this has generally been the agenda, and we've pretty much gotten out of the... We haven't gotten it out at 8 o'clock, but we've gotten out at 9 o'clock or 8:45, something like that.
Okay. So if it actually took longer, we would just, I guess, have to extend. I think that what's happening with the affiliates is important. I mean, we have clearly many important themes in front of us. This is one of them. Do you know if there's any particular theme that Ursula would consider, or is just you just picked one of the important themes and put it at that time?
Well, I think that goes to the question of something that the affiliates task force has been dealing with. They have a proposal that's in the pipeline. I don't know whether she'd address it, but it has to do with, you know, sort of broadening the scope of the affiliates program in the area of outreach. And so I imagine she'd probably address that.
Okay. So maybe between now and when the board actually votes on it, maybe if we get a little bit more from her, we'll decide whether we accept Sarv's proposal to shorten it or not. Or, you know, whether it does, you know, either it needs 45 minutes.
So but you just would like a little bit more detail on what would be the content?
Yes.
Okay.
Is Mary on the stack?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to call on myself. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like the idea of moving the public comment up because that's been the usual, usually has been earlier. But I don't, there's going to be a break. If we don't schedule it, there's going to be one anyway. The idea of cutting it down to 45 minutes, I mean 30 minutes, it's good, great on paper, but Ursula's report will probably take 45. They usually, we keep extending on these things, and I want to, it's time consuming every time we have to extend time. I personally would lead to giving more time. I thought Greg was good with that. It might not take that long. In that case, you know, mazel tov, that's great, but I don't like trying to cut it down so it looks like less time when we're going to be sitting there just as long anyway, or if not longer.
This is Lydia.
You can go after me.
Okay.
Are you done, Mary?
Yeah, well, I just, I've got one more. I see that there's a great will to shorten the time, and I feel if they put it on paper shorter, we'll discipline ourselves. I thought that might work. I tried it, and it did not work. It just caused more extension. So that's not a way of disciplining ourselves. You know, idiocy or insanity is when you keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. You have to get a different result.
This is Wendy, and I kind of agree with Mary. I mean, we can say all day long that the approval of the agenda will take 10 minutes and that it will only take 10 minutes to approve the minutes, but it's not realistic. I think that, you know, I would just like us to keep in mind on this entire meeting that, first of all, what I said, where you have to keep things interesting or people just tune out and get ugly, and so I think that we need to talk about radio every day during this thing, and keep in mind that the PNB will be the ones who have been meeting since 9 in the morning, or 10 if I lose, and then we're the ones who have been in these meetings all day. The public is coming out to see the PNB. They, as long as we tell them the meeting starts at 6:30 and ends at 9, they're not going to have a problem if we stick to the time that we tell them public comment is. They're not going to have a problem with that. They're not the ones who are saying,
Mrs. Facilitator, you're facilitating.
I called that myself. I'm sorry. I'm on the stack.
Okay.
I waited through a bunch of people. Thank you, Charlotte.
Yeah, maybe we should resolve this issue once and for all and decide what we think is the proper way to do it.
Can you just let me finish what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying if we agree that what you're doing is proper, then there will be no question of it in the future.
You want to take a vote on whether I can talk?
I personally feel that what you're doing is appropriate as long as you call it yourself.
All right. All I'm saying is that one thing that inspires people is talking about the affiliates program. It's one success that we can point to every time. Oh, my God, we have 120 affiliates now? I'm sure what part of Ursula's report is also about Radio for People, and so it's another great thing that Pacifica is doing rather than just arguing with each other about the governance things. And so I think it's short-sighted to already talk about cutting that report when we pay to bring that person here to talk to us. And I think really that the public is not going to mind if they've only been sitting there for 2 hours, if their public comment is at the time that we told them. As long as we stick to the time that we told them, that's really okay. And I would just suggest leaving it the way it is. And then Lydia's after me.
Yes, I would recommend, I don't mind the 45 minutes for Ursula. I agree with Wendy in terms of the interest in our affiliates. But I think we've had more interesting presentations since we have limited, for example, the GMs from their full time and assigned a time that they speak and allow a time for the question. So, likewise, for Ursula, I would like to see the presentation be 30 minutes and the questions from the board be 15. I find the questions infinitely more interesting and the responses to those questions and more helpful than just being talked to. So I think we should specify 30 minutes of a presentation and 15 for board questions.
Madam Chairman, just a point of clarification.
Go ahead.
Yeah, all the reports, according to our standards now, are for managers and staff, and this would include Ursula, according to what we've been adopting for the past year, have had only one-third of the time allotted
right.
for the presentation and two-thirds of the time for the discussion
right.
with the board. That's what the stations and the staff are supposed to adhere to. And so in that sense, it would her report or her presentation would be, you know, 15 minutes. I'm not, you know, pushing that. I'm just saying that she shouldn't speak for much more than 15 minutes, certainly no more than 20 or thereabouts, so that you have at least half your time for Q&A.
Right, right. Well, maybe 20, because it sounded to me like you were saying that she has a concrete report, which we should, proposal, which we should take longer than that. I don't think, you know, it's not like a general report. So.
No, I just think we should limit it and so that you have more than enough time for your questions. And so,
okay,
you know,
well, you can determine that, but I don't oppose the 45 minutes for the full thing.